The following is a synopsis of one of the Rebbe's landmark talks about Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel, the house of our Rebbe in Babylonia. It's a reference to the passage in the Talmud. It speaks of the fact that after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, left that area and moved into exile, into the synagogues that were established in exile. But primarily, where did the Shekhinah reside? In Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel, in the unique and singular house of worship in Babylonia, which the Rebbe applies to 770 Eastern Parkway. There's a verse which the Torah says, "And I will be for them a miniature sanctuary in the lands to which they come." And the Talmud derives from that that even in the place and the time of exile, there is also a place that is called a miniature sanctuary, that is the replacement, the substitute, obviously temporary substitute, for the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. And the Talmud brings two opinions where that miniature Beis HaMikdash resides. One opinion is that it refers to the synagogues and houses of study, of Torah study, in Babel, in Babylonia. That's where the Jews were first exiled after the destruction of the first temple. The second view says, Zeh Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel. Now this refers specifically to one synagogue, the house of our teacher, of our Rebbe, in Babylonia. The truth is, the Rebbe says, there are not mutually exclusive opinions, because in the category of Mikdash Miat, miniature sanctuary, there are two layers. And each opinion is dealing with another layer and another aspect of it. Everyone agrees that the concept of the divine presence residing in a synagogue and a house of study is valid with all the houses of study and all the synagogues. But where do we find this concept at its most complete level and its most essential level? That is specifically Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel. So the question is, what is so unique and what is so special about Beis Rabbeinu over all the other synagogues and all the other houses of study? And how do we see how this distinction is expressed and manifested? So the Rebbe explains there are two aspects in which Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel is superior to all the other synagogues. In terms of the word bais, base, the house of, and also in terms of Rabbeinu, our Rebbe, our teacher. What does that mean? The word base, bais, is a house. We're talking about a specific type of a house, obviously, a Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesses. And Rabbeinu means a place where Torah is taught by the teacher, by the Rabbeinu, to his students. And of course, that's also a place of prayer, because prayer should be ideally in the place where you learn Torah. Now, this place, in the time of exile, takes the place and is the substitute for the Lishkas Hagazes, the Yun chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, where the Sanhedrin would reside. Because the function of a Sanhedrin is to issue guidance and instructions to the entire Jewish people. And that's also the function of Beis Rabbeinu. It's a place, an established place, from which instruction emerges and spreads out to the entire Jewish people. And since we know, as it says in the Talmud, from the day that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the only place God has in this world is the four cubits of halacha, of Jewish law. So from that it follows that that's the primary location of the Shekhinah, the central place from which halacha would emerge to the whole world. And the Rebbe says that the reason that this is the place that would dispense halacha, halacha guidance to the whole world, is because this is the place where the Shekhinah is revealed. Accordingly, there's a very close connection between Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel and the chamber of the Sanhedrin in the Beis Hamikdash, as will be indicated a little bit later. There's another quality in this place. The fact that this is the location of Rabbeinu, of our Rebbe, besides the fact that it's the center of Torah learning, which is based on the fact that it's the shul and the house of study of Rabbeinu, of our Rebbe, but in addition to that, there's an essential quality, an independent quality, that it is the house of Rabbeinu. Now, let's now discuss how this preeminent quality expresses itself. And there are three levels in ascending order. First of all, and this is the simple understanding of this, the level of the Shechina's dwelling in Beis Rabbeinu in the time of exile in miniature sanctuary is much higher than all other synagogues and all other houses of study. And this can be proven from the discussion in the Gemara, in the Talmud, when it says, Galul Lebavel, Shechina Moim. When the Jews were exiled into Babylonia, the Shechina, the Divine Presence, accompanied them. And the Talmud then asks, Bebavel Hecha, where in Babylonia did the Shechina reside? And it answers, in the synagogue of Hutzal, and the synagogue of Deshaf V'Yasev Ben Harda. Those are two synagogues, unique synagogues, where the Shechina resided and was expressed in a much higher level as compared to all other synagogues and houses of study. The Gemara continues, and it says, don't say that the Shechina resided here and here, equally, simultaneously. No, Zimnin Hacha, B'Zimnin Hacha. Sometimes the Shechina was here, and sometimes the Shechina was here. In other words, the Shechina's primary place of expression was one singular place, but that place changed from one period to another. And that's just like the Beis Hamikdash. There's only one Beis Hamikdash, not two. That's one level. Another level, another quality, preeminent quality, the uniqueness of this place is not just in the time of exile, but even in the future. When it says that all synagogues and all houses of study that are in Bavel, that are in exile, will all be transported and established in the land of Israel, and they will be attached to the Beis Hamikdash. So here, too, we have something that is unique about Beis Rabbeinu, that the attachment that synagogues will have to the Beis Hamikdash will be in direct proportion to their importance, to the level that they are at in Bavel, in exile. The synagogues in which the Shechina dwelled in the level of Beis Rabbeinu, the unique Beis Rabbeinu, they will be attached directly to the Beis Hamikdash without any separation, without any barrier. And through these synagogues, all other synagogues will be attached. Another quality, the future Beis Hamikdash will first be revealed in Beis Rabbeinu, the place where the Shechina had journeyed as a result of exile. And from the Beis Rabbeinu, the Shechina will then go back and return to its place in Yerushalayim. And the Rebbe indicates that the first two qualities is true about all Beis Rabbeinus of the past. But the place where the Shechina will come to return to Yerushalayim from that location is the final Beis Rabbeinu, the Beis Rabbeinu of the generation of which we are, the generation of Geula. Now the Rebbe explains this whole concept. In that passage in the Gemara, in the Talmud, it says when the Jews will be liberated, the Shechina will be liberated with them. And how do we know this? Because in the Torah it says, and God will return your captives. It should have said Veheshiv, and he will return. But it says Veshav, which means he will return. So that teaches us not just that God will redeem the Jewish people and bring them back to their land, but in the future redemption, God will also return from exile. And just as the redemption of the Jewish people begins not just when they come back into the land of Israel, that starts when they're still in exile, the same thing with the liberation of the Shechina, when it will be fully revealed, it will start in the place of exile, and from there it will return together with all the Jewish people to the Holy Land. And since the location of the Shechina in exile is Beis Rabbeinu, That means that the liberation of the Shekhinah, when it will be fully revealed, is in this place as well. And just like as the redemption, where the Shekhinah is revealed in Beis Rabbeinu, same thing is true with the Beis HaMikdash's revelation, where the Shekhinah is fully revealed. That occurs in Beis Rabbeinu, and from there it will return to the Jewish people to the Holy Land. And this is hinted in the terminology used by the Rambam. Rambam says Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash b'mekayma, in its place. So the question is, obviously, he builds it in its place. What's the Rambam trying to teach us over here? And conversely, the question is, if he's already mentioning it, why doesn't he say this specifically where the place is, that it's in Yerushalayim? So the Rebbe says this is a hint that Mashiach will build the miniature Beis HaMikdash in the location of Mashiach in the time of exile, as a preparation for the future Beis HaMikdash that will be revealed there. And the Rebbe said that this is an explanation of what it says in the Medrash, that Mashiach will stand on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash and declare, "Humble ones, the time of your redemption has arrived." So the Rebbe says that alludes to the roof of the Beis HaMikdash that is in exile, because the Beis HaMikdash's holiness does not extend to the roof. So it alludes to the Beis HaMikdash that is in a land that is not holy, a place of exile. And the fact that it refers to Mashiach as he is in exile can be derived from the fact that once the redemption occurs, Mashiach doesn't have to announce, once the Beis HaMikdash is fully built, he doesn't have to announce the time of your redemption has arrived. So here there are three specifics that express the unique quality of the miniature Beis HaMikdash, Beis Rabbeinu. And the reason why these qualities exist is because, as we just said, it's because it's Beis Rabbeinu. And there are two points over here. The primary location of the Shekhinah's dwelling in the Beis HaMikdash is because of the quality of the Jewish people. Moreover, since this is a place where Jewish people gather, Bevei Kol Yisroel, and all Jews come, it's a place of ingathering, and based on that, we can understand the uniqueness of this miniature Beis HaMikdash, because just like in the Beis HaMikdash, Jews gathered there, and that resulted in the Shekhinah being revealed in its fullest sense, the same thing is true in the Shul, where tens of Jews gather. They get a chelik, a portion of the Shekhinah, but in Beis Rabbeinu, it's a more complete, full-fledged revelation, like in the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason for that is because this is the location of the Nasi, the leader, and we're told, HaNasi Hu HaKel, the Nasi comprises and brings together and consolidates the entire nation. He represents the entire nation. Therefore, it's like all Jews were gathered there, as it was in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. In addition to the fact that even in terms of the numbers of people, the Beis Rabbeinu Shel Bavel brings together many more Jews than any individual synagogue. Another point, Rabbeinu, our Rebbe, is the leader of the generation, the Nasi, and therefore he is the Mashiach of the generation. In every generation, there's one person, one leader, who is worthy of being Mashiach. So from this we understand that Beis Rabbeinu Shel Bavel has as its objective the redemption from Bavel. And that gives us the strength, and that gives us the energy to survive and be living as Jews in the time of exile, that we are able to bring the holiness of Eretz Yisrael in the diaspora, and which we do primarily through building synagogues and houses of Torah study, the miniature synagogues. And that brings us to the fulfillment of the prediction that Asida Eretz Yisrael Shetispasha B'chol HaRatzis, that in the future, the holiness of Israel will extend to the whole world. The whole world will be at the level of Israel. So then, all the synagogues that are in the diaspora will be attached to the Beis HaMikdash. And since the Beis Rabbeinu's function is to gather all the synagogues and attach them to the Beis HaMikdash, that's why in Beis Rabbeinu Shel Bavel itself, the Beis HaMikdash will be revealed, and from there it will return to Yerushalayim. Based on all of the above, where is the Beis Rabbeinu of this generation? That is in the shul, in the house of study of 770. because the leader of our generation and the majority of the Jewish people are now in the Golus of America. And because of that itself, the Shechinah is in Beis Rabbeinu, consistent with what our sages say, wherever Israel has been exiled to, the Shechinah is with them. The reason why the leader of our generation is in America, because this is the function of our generation, which is the last generation of Golos and will be the first generation of Geula, to complete our service that we've engaged in throughout all of the generations. And what is the ultimate objective of our service, of our efforts? It's to elevate the land of the nations to the level of Eretz Yisrael. So it has to be performed in the lowest place, in the lower hemisphere, which the previous rabbi referred to when he spoke about any hemisphere outside of where Israel is, in which there was no giving of the Torah. So this is the lowest, the lowliest place on earth. And by elevating this place, we elevate the whole world. As a famous parable or analogy of the lever, that when you lift up a house from the bottom, you lift up all the different levels of that house as well. And this is hinted in the name of the previous Rebbe. The Rebbe, of course, referred to as father-in-law, not as the previous Rebbe, but as the Rebbe Nasi Dereina, the leader of our generation. And that is the name that was given to 770, that it's the synagogue of the previous Rebbe, whose name was Yosef Yitzchak. They both indicate the idea of Geula. Yosef is related to the verse which says that God will, Yosef, he will add and increase and gather, Asaf, the same root as the word Yosef, all those Jews who are scattered all over the world. That's referring to the ingathering of the exiles in the days of Mashiach. And the word Yitzchak, the name Yitzchak, is based on the word Tzchek, the laughter that will be and the joy that will be in the days of the future redemption. As it says, Oz, Yimali Tzchek Pin, then, in the future, our mouths will be filled with laughter. And another point is that in the future redemption, it says in the Talmud, that's when we will refer to Yitzchak specifically as our father. He has a special connection to the future. And all this is hinted in the number 770. Number one, 770 has the same gematria, the same numerical value as the word paratzta, which is spreading out all over the world. And this is the house from which light spreads to the whole world, breaking through all boundaries, in order to take the world and elevate it to the level of Eretz Yisrael, which is what Mashiach's whole function is. Mashiach is referred to as Peretz, Paratzta, you broke through, you pierced through all the barriers. Or as it says, Olah HaPeretz Lefneim, the one who breaks through barriers has risen. And consistent with that, 770 is also the gematria, the numerical value of Beis Mashiach, the house of Mashiach. Another point about 770, it represents the completion, the ultimate in the number 7. Because 770 has 70 in it. 7 as it's, take it, multiply it by 10, that gives you 70. And then you have 7 as you multiply it by 100, which gives you 700. And when you put together 70 and 700, that is the ultimate that you could reach. You have 700, which deals with the hundreds, and you have 70, which deals with the tens, and that represents how we could reach the point of refining the world in the most complete, comprehensive manner. Because the number 7 is a symbol of nature, of the world, that was created in 7 days. Jewish people are also compared to number 7 because we are divided into 7 categories. So when you talk about the level of 7 as it's multiplied by 10 and by 100, we're talking about the ultimate in our perfection of the art of refining the world. And that's hinted in the name of the previous Rebbe and the verse that was associated with his name when it says, God will increase he will do this again. He will bring the Jews in from all different places. Asher, Mitzrayim, Pasrus, from the islands. It means redemption of all the Jewish people from the entire world, which is divided into 7 different locations that are indicated in that verse. And when it talks about the islands, that refers to the most remote places, the lower hemisphere, as we said before, that through its elevation and its redemption, that redeems and elevates the whole world. Another thing about the number 770 that also talks about and relates to the ultimate perfection in the service of the Rebbe, referring to the previous Rebbe, in the 70 years of his life, and the completion of his work that occurs in the seventh decade of his life, down here in this lower hemisphere. And it also relates to the subsequent perfection in the seventh generation. The Rebbe refers to the seventh generation, the one we're in, as an extension of the life and service of the previous Rebbe. And the lesson from all of this, the practical lesson, concerns the great merit and quality for people to participate physically, financially, in the building of Beis Rabbeinu Sheba Bavel. As we see that there is an increase in the number of people who come there, so we have to expand it in a way that it's like a new structure, just like there's a mitzvah to strengthen the Beis HaMikdash, to make it higher and higher, and everyone is obligated to participate in building it and supporting it themselves and also with their financial support. A summary of the synopsis: the preeminent quality of a shul, of a synagogue, and a house of study in the time of exile is that this is where a portion of the Shechinah, as it were, dwells. The Shechinah that dwelt in the Beis HaMikdash, a portion of that dwells in the miniature sanctuary. There's an additional quality of Beis Rabbeinu Sheba Bavel that is greater than all the other synagogues. That's where the Beis HaMikdash journeyed and settled there. The Shechinah in general, not just a portion of the Shechinah that was in the Beis HaMikdash, journeys and dwells in Beis Rabbeinu. And therefore, the Rebbe says three things emerge. Number one, this is the primary Beis HaMikdash Mi'at, miniature sanctuary, which is the sample and the substitute for the primary, for the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Number two, this is the established place from which instruction and guidance goes out to the whole world, just like the Sanhedrin that was in the Beis HaMikdash was responsible for disseminating guidance to the whole world. Number three, this is where the Shechinah's revelation extends to all the synagogues. Now, the reason why the Beis HaMikdash journeyed and settled in the Beis Rabbeinu is because Rabbeinu is the leader of the generation, and he contains within him the entire Jewish people. So just like the Beis HaMikdash had the Shechinah dwell there because that was the place where all Jews would gather, the same thing is true in the time of exile, that the Beis HaMikdash journeyed to the location of the Nasi, the leader of the generation, in whom all the members of the generation are present. And number three, there's another quality that Beis Rabbeinu has in terms of the future redemption. Because of the special quality that it has in exile, it will be directly attached to the Beis HaMikdash in the future. And number two, and through it, all of the other synagogues will also be attached to the Beis HaMikdash. And since Rabbeinu, the leader of the generation, is also the Mashiach of the generation, so the primary function of this Beis Rabbeinu is the redemption, in which all the synagogues will be attached to the Beis HaMikdash, and they will return to Yerushalayim and then become attached to the Beis HaMikdash. Another quality is in this generation, where the leader of our generation and the majority of Jews, the greatest number of Jews, are in this Golus of America. That's where the Shechinah primarily was exiled, to the location of the leader of the generation in 770 until the actual redemption. What is unique about Beis Rabbeinu of our generation is because it is in the lower hemisphere, in the lowest part of the world, that enables you to elevate all the nations of the world, even the lowest ones, relative to the land of Israel. And that's where the third Beis HaMikdash will be revealed, here in Beis Rabbeinu. And there's a special connection that Beis Rabbeinu has to Geula because of the name of the Rebbe, the previous Rebbe. Two names, Yosef Yitzchak, both indicate the idea of redemption. There are two verses that talk about Yosef in relation to redemption and Yitzchak in relation to redemption. And also, 770 itself has the gematria of peratzta, the idea of breaking through boundaries, which means that we break through the boundaries of the world of exile and we bring him to Israel. Mashiach himself is called Poreitz, the one who breaks through boundaries, and that's all indicated by the number 770. 770 is also the perfection of the number 7, which represents nature. The world is divided into 7, and when you multiply it by 10, you get 70, multiply by 100, you get 700. Together you have the most perfected level of refining of the world through our service in the 7th generation, which is the most beloved of generations, as the Medrash says. And the Rebbe says that Hamaisa Hu Ha'ikr, since the deed is the essential thing, in practical terms, all this leads to the instruction that we should increase and expand Beis Rabbeinu, the 770, and make it like a new building. And number two, everyone should participate in its construction physically and financially. And the more one does, the more praiseworthy one is. And this is a preparation to the revelation of the Beis HaMikdash, the future Beis HaMikdash, in this structure that will be later on be brought to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Some highlights of this landmark talk. The Rebbe says, and he prefaces it with the words, V'ulai, perhaps. But if the Rebbe says perhaps, we know this is the fact, that when it says in the Medrash that when Mashiach will stand on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash and he will announce to the Jewish people, humble ones, the time of your redemption has arrived. So the Rebbe says, perhaps this refers to the roof of the miniature Beis HaMikdash in the diaspora, which is the place where the Shekhinah dwells in place of the Beis HaMikdash, because after the future Beis HaMikdash will be revealed, there will be no need to tell the Jewish people the time of redemption has arrived. So it refers to the time in Golos, when we're still in exile, Mashiach will announce from the Beis Rabbeinu Sheba Bavel that the time of your redemption has arrived. And the Rebbe says when Rambam talks about building the Beis HaMikdash in its place, referring to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, the fact that he has to use the term in its place, the Rebbe says, is also a hint to the place of Mashiach in exile before the period when Mashiach's identity is fully and known with certainty. That means in exile, where Mashiach is waiting and anticipating the redemption to redeem the Jewish people and the Shekhinah from exile, he builds the miniature Beis HaMikdash, which is a sample of the Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim, as a preparation for the future Beis HaMikdash that will be revealed there. And from there, it will return with God and with the Jewish people to Yerushalayim. And now some excerpts from the book Surah HaGeulah, The Announcement of Redemption, in which the Rebbe highlights the things that are related to our preparation for the redemption. And the Rebbe says it may be suggested that the temple of the future, which will come from heaven, already built and perfected, will first be revealed in the place that the temple traveled and settled there in the time of exile, the house of our Rebbe in Bavel, Beis Rabbeinu, and from there it will be transported to its place in Yerushalayim. The Rebbe said then later, perhaps it can be said that this is alluded to in the Rambam's choice of words. He says, Mashiach will build the temple in its place, for apparently, the question could be asked, what is the need to inform us that the building of the temple will be in its place? Obviously. On the other hand, why isn't the place specified that it will be in Yerushalayim? So the Rebbe says that in its place alludes, it's a hint as well, not just to the place in which the Beis HaMikdash will be built in Yerushalayim, but it's also an allusion to the place of Mashiach in the time of exile. And therefore, while he's still in exile, and he's waiting and anxiously looking forward to redeeming the Jewish people and the divine presence with them in exile, Mashiach builds a temple in microcosm, and this is an illustration, an example of the temple in Yerushalayim. And this is a preparation for the future temple, which will be revealed there first in the diaspora, in Beis Rabbeinu, and from there it will return with God and the Jewish people to Yerushalayim. And the Rebbe adds, perhaps it can be said that the statement in the Midrash, that at the time when the King Mashiach comes, he will stand on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, and announce to the Jewish people, saying, humble ones, the time for your redemption has arrived, that it refers to the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the temple in microcosm. outside the land, which takes the place of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. And this is true because after the future temple is revealed and descends to the earth below, there is no need to announce to the Jewish people that the time for your redemption has arrived. So it therefore alludes to the time when we're still in exile. And the above can be applied, the Rebbe says, to the house of our Rebbe in Bavel of our generation. The house, the synagogue and study hall of my sainted father-in-law, the leader of our generation. In this generation, the last generation of exile and the first generation of redemption, our actions and divine service during the time of exile to make the lands of the nations into the land of Israel, even in the lowest possible place, that is the lower hemisphere where the Torah was not given, that has been concluded and completed. And through the elevation of the lowest possible place, all the other lands of the nations are also elevated. And how do we achieve this? It is achieved through Beis Rabbeinu in the lower hemisphere, from which light goes out to the whole world to make the whole world into the land of Israel. And this is really underlying the concept of what it says, that in the future the land of Israel will extend to all the lands. And in the future Yerushalayim will extend to all of Israel. For then there will be established a connection between all the synagogues and study halls throughout the entire world and the Beis HaMikdash. And this will occur in the true and complete redemption through a righteous Mashiach, the leader of our generation, who is the Mashiach, the Redeemer of Israel of the generation. Further, and this is also essential, he is the leader of the Torah of Chassidus, since through the spreading outward, when the fountains of the Baal Shem Tov will be spread throughout the world, that is what brings the coming of Mashiach. Therefore, the uniqueness of Beis Rabbeinu can be understood. It is the essential temple in microcosm of the final exile. That's where the temple, the Beis HaMikdash, journeyed and settled there. Therefore, it is the actual place of the Beis HaMikdash of the future. Not only that, but the future Beis HaMikdash will be revealed there and from there returned to Yerushalayim. It may be added that this concept is also alluded to in the name of Beis Rabbeinu in our generation. Rabbeinu, our Rebbe, his two names alluded to the redemption. His first name, Yosef, is alluded to in the verse, and it shall come to pass that on that day, God shall continue or add to apply his hand a second time to acquire the rest of his people that will remain from Assyria and Egypt, etc., and from the islands of the sea, etc. And he shall gather Asaph, again related to the word Yosef, the lost of Israel and the scattered ones of Judah, he shall gather from the four corners of the earth. His second name, Yitzchak, refers to the laughter and rejoicing that will be complete in the future redemption and which will be completed through a righteous Mashiach. Thus it is written, then our mouths will be filled with laughter, schok. It specifies then, in the future, when they will say to Yitzchak specifically, because you are our father. And Beis Rabbeinu, the house of our Rebbe, its number is 770. The name by which Beis Rabbeinu is called by all Jews has been universally accepted to be the number 770. The number is gematria of Peratzta, derived from you shall spread out, Uferatzta, west and east and north and south. This indicates that from this house, light will go forth to all four corners of the world in a manner of breaking through barriers, so that all four corners of the world will be elevated to the status of the land of Israel. This means in particular that all the synagogues and study halls throughout the world will be established in the land of Israel and connected to the Beis HaMikdash in the future redemption through a righteous Mashiach. For about him it says, you have broken barriers for yourself. And our sages explain that it means that Mashiach is the breaker of the barriers. Now, when you talk about the completeness of the number 7, which is 770, that is also an allusion to the completeness of the divine service of our Rebbe during his lifetime, which was a life of 70 years, and his divine service was concluded in the lower hemisphere in the last decade, in the 7th decade, and that he did from the house of 770. And this includes also the extension of his life and his work into the 7th generation, which is our generation, and all 7ths are beloved. And that brings completion of our actions and divine service during the time of exile in all 7 continents of the world. And immediately and imminently, the Rebbe says, God should apply and add his hand a second time, he shall gather Asaph, the lost of Israel. And this way, God will have broken barriers, and the one who breaks the barriers, Mashiach, is the one who will come up before them. And all this receives added emphasis in the last period, the Rebbe says. The divine service of spreading Torah and Judaism and the wellsprings outward from Beis Rabbeinu 770 has continued and expanded with greater vigor and greater strength, even after the last 10 years of his life in this world, for more than 40 years. It has done so in a way that God has given you a heart to know and eyes to see and ears to hear. That's what Moshe said at the end of 40 years from the Exodus. Thus we find that Beis Rabbeinu is a fortress. It's the mount that all mouths turn to for more than a yovel of years, which is indicated by the Torah to be the definition of the word forever. That Beis Rabbeinu as a fortress receives further emphasis when we see with our own eyes the many Jewish people and the increasing numbers of them that come to Beis Rabbeinu with great vigor and great strength, and greater strength. And it says, in the multitudes of people is the splendor of the king. And who are the kings, the Talmud says? The rabbis, and specifically the leader of the generation, who is the king of the generation. And this increase has made it necessary to enlarge and expand Beis Rabbeinu further. And the enlargement and expansion must be in a way that breaks through barriers, paratzta, which is 770 in gematria, as if constructing a new building. And according to what was said previously concerning the preeminence of Beis Rabbeinu Shel Bebavel, that's where the Beis Hamikdash traveled and settled, and this is the place of where the Beis Hamikdash will be in the future, and that's from where it will return to Yerushalayim, so that there the future temple will be revealed, and from there turn to Yerushalayim. So we can understand from this the great merit each and every Jew has in becoming a partner, physically and financially, in building Beis Rabbeinu Shel Bebavel. And this is like a preparation for the actual descent and revelation of the future temple imminently and immediately.